So today's Bible verse is the book of Daniel, chapter 1, verse 1 through 2. The age people doesn't listen God's words. In the third year of reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord delivered Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand, along with some of the articles from the temple of God. These he carried off to the temple of his God in Babylon and put in the treasure house of his God. Now, actually, I have a dream. In Jura Megumi Church or around here, people who likes Daniel raised in here. Because when the world died, because church died, church is the answer of the society and policy, political thing and system. Church is not a way or tool or system. Church is the body of Christ. And every Christians are the part of the body. So, church is the answer. Church. So, I always hope God raised person like Daniel. In the Bible, I chose the book of Daniel because I think we can compare his life and our current Christian life in Japan. The book of Daniel the book of Daniel's background is most difficult age for Israel. A Jewish nation was destroyed, government had changed, living place moved to another country, kings had changed four times. In such a upheaval era, Daniel lived. His life, if I say in few words, the life being out of option. Of course, we can't choose when we were born, where we are born, or parent situation. We can choose anything. So our start point is always out of option. But most difficult part of Daniel is he was besieged. Let's look at the Bible. Before chapter 1, the Bible said, the book of Daniel. So it's really honor for Daniel. His name was on the title in the Bible. But the first verse starts, he was besieged. He didn't choose. He forced to be seized, to be besieged. No one choose like Daniel's life. He was forced. Which means his life was end. His life finished. The end. No more. He didn't have any hope. He didn't have any hope in his life. Just death. Unbelievable. Because the book of Daniel started with the end of Daniel. He couldn't move. So Daniel finished. And chapter 1 would be finished in chapter 1. But his life continued. From chapter 2. And his life shows what is seen is not everything for our life. What is seen is the basic of our life, but what is unseen is more precious for our life. Second Corinthians chapter 4. Verse 18. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. So Daniel's lifestyle will extend from here. In Kings and Jeremiah, Ezekiel, so there are many people didn't treat it what is unseen. But Daniel treat what is unseen and chose them, and he was released from what is seen. One of one of the person, one of the people who called it what it's seen is.
요셉과 같이 마음을 다하며 뜻을 다하며 힘을 다하여 모세의 모든 율법을
제호야킴
여호와께를 돌이킨 왕은 유치와 전에도 없었고 후에도
제호야킴's father is Joshua, King Joshua.
이렇게 평가를 받았던
Second Kings chapter 23 verse 25. Neither before nor after Joshua was there a king like him who turned to the Lord as he did, with all his heart and with all his soul and with all his strength, in accordance with all the law of Moses. How happy if we are evaluated from God like that. From God's eyes, he turned to the Lord as he did, with all his heart and with all his soul and with all his strength. For him, faith is not tool, purpose. For him, the faith is purpose.
성경 말씀 들었을 때 그 옷을 찢었다.
And let's look at 2 Kings chapter 22, verse 11. When the king heard the words of the book of the law, he tore his robes. The king means Joshua. King Joshua tore his robes because he repented and he decided to turn to God. How about you? How about us? And let's look at from verse 12. 2 Kings chapter 22 verse 12. He gave these orders to Hilkiah the priest, Ahikam son of Shaphan, Avah son of Micaiah, Shaphan the secretary, and Zaiah the king of attendant. Go and inquire of the Lord for me, and for the people, and for all Judah about what is written in this book that has been found. Great is the Lord's anger that burns against us, because those who have gone before us have not obeyed the words of this book. They have not acted in accordance with all that is written there concerning us. Have we ever accepted it like that? The Lord's anger that burns against us, how we could accept them? Rather, I got anger to God, and why we suffer such disasters, and why we suffer such struggle? What did I do? You are love of God. You should protect us. I can't understand why you are so angry with me. Please help us. We tend to do that. It's like Cain, Genesis chapter 4, verse 5. But on Cain and his offering, he didn't look with favor. So Cain was very angry, and his face was downcast. Then the Lord said to Cain, "Why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must rule over it." God said, because you show your anger, then you admit your sins. So I pointed out your sins. But Joshua was different. 2 Kings chapter 22, verse 13. "Go and inquire of the Lord for me, and for the people, and for all Judah, about what is written in this book that has been found. Great is the Lord's anger that burns against us, because those who have gone before us have not obeyed the words of this book. They have not acted in accordance with all that is written there concerning us." Joshua admitted his sins, his faults. We tend to accuse people, but our sins, our faults, we didn't admit in front of people, in front of God, in front of people. So we can't admit them.
28장,
in this verse, it's not Joshua's sins or Joshua's fault, his father or his ancestors' sins, but Joshua said, "It's my fault, it's my sins." So let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 28 in your home. I don't read today, but please pray and try to your heart. Try your heart when you read the chapter. For Joshua, Bible verse is not to live better. God's words is God's words. So God's word is the reason to live, the purpose to live. He didn't use the Bible. He lives the Bible. Second Kings chapter 23, verse 24. "Furthermore, Joshua got rid of mediums and spiritists, the household gods, the idols, and all the other detestable things seen in Judah and Jerusalem. This he did to fulfill the requirements of the law written in the book that Hilkiah the priest had." Hilkiah the priest had discovered in the temple of the Lord. Joshua acted like the book of the law. Bible is not lucky charm for Joshua, or not decoration, not just tradition, not logic. Lifestyle itself for him. So he acted the book of the law and he lived in the Bible. But his child, Jehoiakim, was opposed. Jeremiah chapter 36, verse 1. In the fourth year of Jehoiakim, son of Joshua, king of Judah, this word came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Take a scroll and write on it all the words I have spoken to you concerning Israel, Judah, and all the other nations from the time I began speaking to you in the reign of Joshua till now. Perhaps when the people of Judah hear about every desire I plan to inflict on them, they will each turn from their wicked ways. Then I will forgive their wickedness and their sin. So Jeremiah called Baruch son of Neriah. And while Jeremiah dictated all the words the Lord had spoken to him, Baruch wrote them on the scroll. God gave new word for Jehoiakim through Jeremiah, and God made the words write on the scroll, but Jehoiakim did like that. Jeremiah chapter 36, verse 23. Whenever Jephthah had read three or four columns of the scroll, the king cut them off with a scribe's knife and threw them into the fire pot until the entire scroll was burned in the fire. The king and all his attendants who heard all these words showed no fear. Now they tear their clothes. The king is Jehoiakim. Jehoiakim was bound. He didn't repent with tearing his clothes. For him, Bible verse is the tool or lucky charm or decoration to show his family connect to the ancestors God chose. So he could abandon, he could throw away. So he stand on the Bible. He didn't put himself under the Bible to live better, to get encouraged, to get power. And at that time, God's words are available for him. But God didn't give up and gave more words to him again. Jeremiah chapter 36, verse 27. After the king burned the scroll containing the word the Baruch had written at Jeremiah's dictation, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. Take another scroll and write on it all the words that were on the first scroll, which Jehoiakim, king of Judah, bound up. So Jeremiah took another scroll and gave it to the scribe Baruch son of Neriah. And as Jeremiah dictated, Baruch wrote on it all the words of the scroll that Jehoiakim, king of Judah, had burned in the fire, and many similar words were added to them. God's words are not kind word,
like
tender word.
진정한 격려의 말이 그 안에 있었습니다. 많은
He asked him to tear his clothes and repent his sins. To do that, he needed to admit his sin and he needed to break his pride. So he didn't. So he said, he trusted Egypt and he destroyed himself. Jehoiakim called it by what is seen. And he tried to rule eternal God.
But
the more he wanted to use God's word, the more he was called by what is seen. And Daniel was gave the same words, as same as what Jehoiakim was gave from God. Let's look at the book of Daniel, chapter 9, verse 2. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood from the scriptures according to the word of the Lord given to Jeremiah the prophet that the desolation of Jerusalem would last 70 years. So I turned to the Lord God and pleaded with him in prayer and petition, in fasting, and in sackcloth and ashes. Daniel was like Joshua. Jehoiakim, he read the God's words the same as Jehoiakim had read. But he turned to God and he teared his soul like King Joshua. And let's look at us. We can always access to God's word from cell phone and from YouTube or listening voice from internet. It's really easy to access to God's word. We can read the Bible anytime. But we didn't turn to the Lord. And sometimes we are like Jehoiakim. We burned God's words in our heart's fire pot. And we lived in. I lived in my way, my standard. What I learned, we lived. We treat that our life is different from faith sometimes. We use faith.
어제까지는 정, 이것이 이, 오늘
until yesterday, if it is right, you think, then today, if we listen God's word, and if it was wrong, then we need to tear our robes, and we need to hush, but, and repent everything, but still we stayed, and we besieged.
우리들만의 문제가 아니고 나라가 망한다는 것입니다.
This is our real, our word. We don't listen God's word, but which destroyed us and which destroyed countries, nations,
and
what affect your life? Do you tear your robe like Joshua or Daniel
or
burn them and oh, it's warm and you maybe
be seized?
But maybe we need to experience to be besieged. Because Daniel was besieged, and he started from the bottom of he started. Let's compare the book of Daniel, chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. Verse 2 started, the Lord delivered, which means Daniel confessed that Lord delivered. He was besieged. He didn't have anything. And he was out of option, and he confessed, the Lord delivered. He looked up the Lord. He was in God's hand, even in such situation, such worst situation.
도련하게 우리들에게 가장
and actually,
그런 것은 일상
for me most hard thing for me is preparing the message, preparing worship message. It's so hard. Of course, it's blessing for me, but I was crushed every time. I'm crushed by God's word when I prepare the message. And I always say to my wife, today I was killed by God. To prepare God's word, I don't have anything. I have nothing to tell God's word. My experience, my effort, my knowledge. So vain. I was crushed. My sins cause my pride, and every time, because of sin, I tried to fight with God, and I was crushed. So let's look at Galatians chapter 2. For through the law I died to the law, so that I might live for God. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So, each time I prepare my worship, my sermon, I experience this word. God forced to me. I tried to escape from the cross, but God called me and crucified me. But at that time, I experienced Christ lived in me. Not I live, Christ lived in me. And I realize I have nothing. And I can say, Lord, the Lord, the Lord did, the Lord do. I don't. I wasn't crucified with Christ. Christ was crucified with me, and he lived in me. And I realized he lived in me. Daniel says, the Lord, so Daniel means same what I experienced. For Israel, God make the worst situation happen. God didn't make the worst difficult situation happen. God was with Israel in such difficult town. Daniel knew and confessed. When we lost precious thing, when we cannot listen God's words, and when we are seized, but God lives in us, and we can realize because of God, and we can tear our robes. So it's okay. Jesus will be crucified with us. So let's feel Christ live in you. Let us pray.